Hello, I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and this is the Lutheran Pastor's Desk. If you were to look at the front of our Lutheran hymnal, you'd see a list of commemorations, and today, the 24th of April, we commemorate Johann Walter. Now, I'm going to guess that most of you have never heard of Johann Walter before. Why is he in our hymnal? Why is he someone who we bother to commemorate? Well, Johann Walter was a Reformation-era poet and composer. He wrote many tunes and the words of many hymns. He was one of those who was responsible for beautifying the Church of God through his music. Now, in our hymnal today, the LSB, we only have one hymn that was written by him. Hymn 514, The Bridegroom Soon Will Call Us. Now, we haven't really sung this at our church, but I'll share the words for you now. The bridegroom soon will call us, come to the wedding feast. May slumber not befall us, nor watchfulness decrease. May all our lamps be burning with oil enough and more, that we with him returning may find an open door. There shall we see in glory our dear Redeemer's face. The long-awaited story of heavenly joy takes place. The patriarchs shall meet us, the prophets, holy band. Apostles, martyrs greet us in that celestial land. There God shall from all evil forever make us free, from sins and from the devil and all adversity, from sickness, pain, and sadness, from troubles, cares, and fears, and grant us heavenly gladness and wipe away our tears. In that fair home shall never be silent music's voice. With hearts and lips forever we shall in God rejoice, while angel hosts are raising, with saints from great to least, a mighty hymn for praising the giver of the feast. In this hymn, Walter talks about that last day, the end times when Christ will come to make all things new. It's a hymn of hope. It's a song looking forward to that ultimate hope of our faith, that God really is making all things new, that the salvation we have is not just a hope for this life, but a hope for the life to come, that we will be gathered together with all the saints. It's a hopeful song, a song of joy and praise, that we will be celebrating with our Savior in heaven. But if this is the only hymn in our hymnal by Walter, why are we celebrating him? If he hasn't made as big of a contribution to our church today, why do we continue to remember his name? Now, I don't know the exact reason why the committee who put together our hymnal chose him for this day, but I do know that it is worth celebrating the artists of the church. Because when we do art, when we contribute to beautifying God's church and his creation, we are acting like our Father. We are following in his footsteps because he is our Creator and Lord. So it is good to remember the artists, even those who don't have a big contribution to our lives today. It's good to remember the artists because those are the ones who model for us what our Father did when he created us. He was the first artist, and we follow in his footsteps. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your servant Johann Walter and for all artists who beautify your church and your creation. Help us to appreciate the beauty of your work of art, of which we are your masterpieces. We pray this all in the name of your Son and as he has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you want to stay up to date with Bible devotions, questions about our practices, and other tidbits from what I'm working on throughout the week, please subscribe to this podcast and make this a regular part of your week. I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and I'll see you next time on the Lutheran Pastor's Desk.